Senator Kennedy, the upcoming session here, early voting, voting by mail, same-day voter registration. What may be on the agenda in the upcoming session, and what are your hopes?
Well, next week we begin our legislative process, and the session is getting off to a running start. We're very excited to put in place voter reforms that the public has been begging for many years, making it simpler to vote, making it easier for an individual to cast their ballot, making it more convenient for someone to vote on election day or leading up to election day with early voting, the changing of the primary dates so we don't have primaries all over the place costing more money and including taxpayer dollars. So we are trying to put in place a system, an election system that works for the people of the state of New York. And quite frankly, as it pertains to the state of New York, we're in the dark ages when it comes to voter access, and people want their voices heard. We have an obligation to allow that to happen.
What in particular are you in favor of?
Well, I'm actually a co-sponsor of the early voting measure, the same-day voter registration, the pre-registration of 16 and 17-year-olds, which would allow them to vote on Election Day when they hit 18, but they're already registered. Voting by mail, which just eases the accessibility for individuals to vote. A universal registration transfer, which would change someone's voter registration if, in fact, they move anywhere within the state. It would automatically update their voter registration, making it simpler. And consolidating the primary dates, I think, is very, very important. We want to make it easy for individuals to have their voices heard. And quite frankly, by opening up our election laws and making it easier to cast one's voice, we're going to ensure that democracy is working to the level that it ought to here in the state.
With both houses now under Democrat Party control, how likely is it that these measures will be approved and signed by the governor?
Well, we're excited about the opportunity to advance these measures that have been languishing for far too long. And these are bills that have passed the assembly in many instances that have never even come to the vote, to the floor for a vote in the Senate. So that's going to change. And my colleagues and I in the Democratic Conference outlined a report last year that surveyed New Yorkers who did not participate in the most recent general election of 2016 at the time. And a statistic that stood out to us was that a whopping 79% of people surveyed said they'd be more likely to vote in an election if early voting was enacted and if they could vote with more ease and convenience. So it's not that people don't want to cast their ballot, it's that the accessibility to the ballot box is confined to one day, one Tuesday from 6 in the morning until 9 at night. People shouldn't have their democracy confined to 15 hours one day throughout the year. There should be a process in place, and this is what we're going to fix, to allow ease and convenience for individuals across every single party in the state of New York to cast their vote and their voice at the ballot box as simple as possible.